This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. I regret to inform you, ladies and gentlemen, that the United States is no longer the world's leading exporter of corn. So says U.S. Department of Agriculture data for the year ending today. Brazil is now number one after more than a half century in which the United States had a near lock on that top position. That reordering of the global corn hierarchy follows a similar erosion in U.S. exports of other staple commodities, think wheat here and soybeans, over the past decade or so. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino digs into what that all means.
Corn is still America's biggest crop. It's also a link to indigenous traditions, a symbol of the country's productivity and prosperity, and a source of homegrown pride.
Actually, the town where I'm at has a sweet corn festival and different events that center around corn.
Krista Swanson is the lead economist for the National Corn Growers Association and a corn farmer in Illinois. She says the past year has thrown U.S. growers some curveballs.
The 22 crop that we produced in the United States was reduced by drought and was lower than, you know, where it would have been otherwise.
A strong dollar boosted by rising interest rates also made U.S. corn less competitive.
This is something that has been predicted for many, many years, our forecast.
Joseph Glauber is a senior research fellow at the Food Policy Research Institute and former chief economist at the USDA. He notes more U.S. corn is being bought domestically for biofuels and livestock. Meanwhile, Brazil has been harvesting record amounts of the grain.
Essentially through intensification, that is, they'll plant a double crop. They'll follow their soybean crop with a crop of corn.
Brazil has found an eager buyer in China, says Stephen Nicholson, the global sector strategist for grains at Rabobank.
I think we're having a little bit of a hangover from the Trump tariffs. And, you know, with that, the Chinese are saying, you know, we'll take our business someplace else.
Despite losing market share to Brazil, U.S. growers are still selling more in absolute terms, says Scott Irwin, an agriculture economist at the University of Illinois. He says it's what happened with soybeans 10 years ago.
And U.S. farm income has not fallen out of bed because we lost that spot.
In a sign of changing times, or maybe just a coincidence, this year's Indiana Corn Queen pageant has a special theme, Brazilian Carnival. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.